In our second reading today, St. Paul says, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." And he's just had an incredible determination in preaching. You know, that he went on three extended missionary journeys throughout the Roman Empire. He escaped assassination attempts. He had to escape cities in the middle of the night. He was attacked and beaten by angry mobs. He had been beaten by rods. He had been incarcerated on numerous occasions. On one occasion, he was stoned and left for dead. And he got up the very next day and traveled to the next city and kept preaching. And he was just unstoppable. And to really understand what was driving St. Paul, we have to look back at his conversion. Now, earlier in life, he had been a Pharisee, a very strict, zealous member of the Jewish faith. And he was persecuting the church. He was persecuting Christians. He had some of them executed, a lot of them thrown in prison. And then on the road to Damascus, as he was going there to persecute Christians in Damascus, he had this powerful vision where Christ appeared to him and he fell to the ground and he was blinded. And Christ said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he underwent this profound conversion. And Christ called him to be his chosen instrument to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. So it was really that encounter on the road to Damascus that changed everything for St. Paul. And it gave him a new purpose in life, which was to evangelize, to spread the message of salvation to as many people as he could. Pope Paul VI in 1975 wrote a document, an encyclical called Evangelii Nuntiandi, which means in proclaiming the gospel. And it was a document about evangelization. And he said, "Evangelizing is the church's deepest identity. She exists in order to evangelize." And he goes on to say, "It is the whole church that receives the mission to evangelize, and the work of each individual member is important for the whole." So as faithful Christians, it's not just our responsibility to come to Mass and sit in the pews each Sunday morning. You know, that's not sufficient. What Pope Paul VI is saying is that our very nature, the deepest identity that we have as Christians, is to evangelize. You know, that's the deepest identity of the church, is to bring other people to know and to love Jesus Christ. And it's not just the responsibility of the priest or just a responsibility of a select number of people. It's the responsibility of every member of the church. And every pope since Pope Paul VI or Pope has been talking about what Pope John Paul II called the new evangelization. You know, our culture has abandoned its Christian roots. We're in a post-Christian society. And it's the responsibility of every member of the church to be a part of a new wave of evangelization to convert the world back to Jesus Christ. And so it's, as faithful Christians, it's not, as I said, it's not our job just to sit in the pews each week, because that's not our calling as Christians. You know, before Christ descended body and soul into the glory of heaven, and he gave his final command to the apostles, it wasn't to maintain the status quo. He said, "Go out and baptize all nations." You know, we can't just sit back and allow the world to unravel around us, which is happening. You know, the world's unraveling, and so many souls are being lost forever. And we can't just sit back and do nothing. So, and I think as a church, we've become complacent. You know, we've lost sight of our true calling. And I think in general, our church is very focused on just maintaining the flock and not going out beyond our boundaries to bring new people in. So the question is, how do we evangelize? And I'd admit, for most of us, myself included, it's beyond our comfort zone. You know, most of us probably don't even know how to evangelize. Like, what would we actually do if we wanted to bring someone to Jesus Christ? And we could probably come up with a real nice list of excuses as to why we shouldn't do anything. You know, "I don't know enough about the faith to evangelize. You know, how could I explain it to someone?" Or, "People don't want to hear about religion. You know, the rules are no religion or politics around the table. Talk about anything else, but not those two topics." Or, "I'll pray for the people who are evangelizing. That way it gets me off the hook and I don't actually have to do it. Someone else can do it and I'll just pray." Because that's well within our comfort zone. Or, "I don't even know who I'd evangelize. Like, who would I go out and start talking to?" So we could all probably come up with a pretty good list of excuses. But the reality is we don't have to systematically teach the faith to someone to evangelize. We don't sit them down in front of a whiteboard and start explaining Trinitarian theology to them. As Pope Francis said, more than teachers, the world needs witnesses. People who can witness to Jesus Christ. And if we want an analogy of that, so say you're on the high school basketball team, or your son or your grandson is on the high school basketball team, and imagine your team is 15 points down going into the fourth quarter, and you have an amazing comeback, and right before the buzzer, your son or your grandson sinks a half point or a half court shot to win the game. You know, you would tell people about that game. You would say, I was there. We were down by 15 points. Awesome comeback. 3-point shot at the buzzer to win the game. You know, you would tell your family members. You would tell your friends about it because you were at this incredible game and you want to tell other people. You know, that's what it means to witness. And that's what St. Paul did. When he went out to evangelize, he witnessed the people. You know, he said, I was a persecutor of the church. I was on the road to Damascus. There's this vision, this bright light. I was thrown to the ground and blinded. And Jesus Christ appeared to me and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He witnessed to what he had experienced. And that's the beginning of how we evangelize, is simply to witness. And people are not going to get upset about that. And it's not like you're telling them what to think or how to behave. It's not like you're going up to them out of the blue and saying, you need to stop living with your girlfriend because you're going to hell if you don't. You know, that's not step one. That's not how we evangelize. You're just sharing your experience. And they can't dispute what your experience is because it's your life and it's what you've experienced. So it's a very non-confrontational way to open the door to people simply by sharing our witness. And so I'd encourage you to come up with your story. You know, when was it that you came to believe in Jesus Christ? You know, did you convert at some point in your life? Or were you born into the faith? In which case, at what point did you really accept it as your own? Maybe it was at one instant, or maybe it was something that happened gradually over time. Or maybe there is some event or some person that had a big impact on your faith. Keep it to 3 minutes or less. If it's longer than 3 minutes, you're talking too much. And you'll lose their attention. You know, if anything, leave them asking questions because that's better than overloading them. You know, so, and you can even practice this in front of the mirror. But just come up with your story, 3 minutes or less, and then pray and look for one opportunity, one person that you can share that with. And you can start with a family member, you know, a spouse, one of your siblings, a cousin, an aunt or an uncle, someone that you may not have ever talked about this with and that you can share your story with. And once you do that, I guarantee you, if you're ready and you have your story prepared, the Holy Spirit is going to start putting people in your life and start opening doors that you can share that with and that you can witness to Jesus Christ. You know, we're starting our evangelization initiative. It's launching this week in the parish. We have 6 small groups that are starting up. There's some members of those groups that are Catholic, some that are not Catholic or fallen away Catholic. It's a mix. But I certainly ask for you to pray for the success of these groups. And they're following the same basic model. They're witnessing to their faith in Jesus Christ. And they're inviting people into a Bible study where other people can come to know and encounter Jesus Christ as well. And so it's basically a very non-confrontational model where we're inviting people to encounter Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to pray for the success of those small groups and to you yourselves become witnesses to Jesus Christ. You know, work on your story, what it is that you could tell someone that could help to open the door to them encountering Jesus Christ. And as St. Paul says in the second reading today, woe to us if we do not preach the gospel.